This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
West Virginia gets left out of the tournament. People are tired of me talking about it, and I get that, so I won't. But now the governor had a press conference yesterday, and they want to sue the NCAA, which there are better things for politicians to do. And this kind of stuff happens all the time. I think it was in the works back when the Saints lost to the Rams in that playoff game when there was the pass interference,
yes.
Non-pass interference.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, this happens in sports all the time. But what the West Virginia governor wants is for there to be transparency with this. Not just for West Virginia, but for all schools. Like, Pitt got left out last year, and there's so many inconsistencies. Which metric is the one that matters the most in a given year?
Mm-hmm.
The only reason any of us know what Quad 1 wins are is because the committee has harped on Quad 1 wins since 2019. But then this year, I guess you didn't need Quad 1 wins. So there's these backroom shady goings-on happening with this committee. I'm not saying that there's anything nefarious that happened, but you've got the chairman of the selection committee is also the athletic director for the team that was the last one into the tournament. You would like to know exactly how the process goes down.
Which he also got a bonus for.
He did. And so they want to make sure that nothing nefarious happened. And I don't think it did. Like, I don't think that there was any explicit discussion, hey, let's help this guy get the bonus. But they're all friends and buddies with this guy. Like, I heard it brought up in a podcast I listened to yesterday, and I'm going to swipe this from them because I think it's a good point. If you, me, and Callis were talking about a new office that had just come open here in the studio, and we all think we should get it, but we come to the realization, you know what, maybe it makes most sense for Doran. Doran, why don't you leave the room? And then you come back in and we've decided we're going to give it to Callis. Well, you know who gave it to Callis.
Right. Yes.
Like, and it doesn't mean that it was shady, but your not being here affects it as much as if you were here.
Mm-hmm.
And so while I don't agree with there being lawmakers involved in this kind of thing, I think every single athletic director for every single Division I basketball team should want this to be spelled out in a clear, concise way that's understandable so that there is a more clear, direct, obvious path to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
That's it. Pitt gets left out last year. Virginia had no business being in over them. North Carolina had no business being in over Indiana, I'll just throw out there. And there's just contradictions up and down the whole thing.
Yeah, just let me know the parameters. Like, and like,
right.
If there's metrics and there's things that you follow, and if you meet and you check all the boxes and you get left out, like, how does that make sense? So what is are the goalposts shifting every single year? Like, you know, throughout the season, like, are rules changing?
Right.
Are the guidelines changing? Like what, how do we know? Like, should we lose more games? Like, what? We don't know.
Right.
Should we lose to better teams?
You know what, Thorne? I think that's what you should do. You should lose to better teams because that's what North Carolina did. North Carolina got in on the strength of their schedule. They didn't beat anybody.
Right.
Like, so what? Can you go 0-30 if every you play Duke, Auburn, Alabama, Auburn, Duke, Auburn? Like,
right.
I understand wanting to challenge yourself in the non-conference because that's something that they've emphasized before. And obviously that helped North Carolina. But it doesn't make any sense to me that a team gets credit for hanging in there against tough teams and beating the hell out of bad teams. You got to pluck off a good team every now and again.
Kyle, you know why it doesn't make sense is because of the real root of the issue is that they want the brand in over the other brands.
Have you noticed something, Thorne? I'm wondering if
that's why it's convoluted.
This.
They want it to be convoluted because then they have an easier path to get the teams that they want in that they know that can sell for money.
Right, and that's why the goalposts shift.
Yes,
that's exactly you are seeing it exactly the way that I'm seeing it. And the SEC thought that they got screwed for the college football playoff run through ESPN. They feel like they got screwed. I noticed this year. Without question, more SEC-related college basketball talk than we've ever seen before on ESPN, on College Game Day, on any of their ancillary programming. The SEC. You know, you got two teams that went 6-12 in conference they get in because the SEC. And I'm not doubting the SEC is a good conference, but it got talked up more than it's ever been talked up before. And it got talked up in a way that the Big 12, even though it was excellent the last few years, didn't get talked up. When the Big 10's good, when the ACC's good, doesn't get talked up the same way that the SEC did this year. Why? Just connecting dots here. They're pissed off because they didn't get what they wanted for the college football playoff. Well, now a lot of the money's being rolled in college basketball, so let's talk it up. Talk it up, guys. Make it up to us. Bama should have been in the playoff. Talk it up, guys. And you're right, North Carolina gets in because they're a brand. And you can manipulate all, you can find metrics that put North Carolina in over like a handful of teams.
Yes.
But those were never the metrics that mattered before, no. But they're allowed to matter now.
Right.
Like last year, St. Louis doesn't get in. They don't have the quad one wins. That is why the chair of the committee said last year, St. Louis didn't get in. They didn't beat anybody. Well, North Carolina got it. They didn't beat anybody. So it just doesn't make sense. Should there be lawsuits? No, I think that's absurd. Like go fix the education in West Virginia, or find a way to stop people from doing drugs. And I say that out of a place of love, obviously. Like, you got stuff to figure out. But I do think that the powers that be, whether it be conference commissioners or athletic directors or presidents even for some of these universities, because a lot of the money, and you make the tournament, gets folded into your university, they should want this to be more clear than it is. Because right now, it's this ambiguous disaster.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, isn't the committee like a conflict of interest in a way? Like, I mean,
and that's the other thing.
Like, I mean, get somebody else. I don't know who you would put on it, but like Billis, like put somebody like that on or something. Like, I know that he went to a school, he went to what, Duke or whatever, but I think
you're never going to find it to where it's perfect.
Right.
But I agree with you. There needs to be more of a mix of basketball people on there.
Yeah.
And there's an old boys network, right? And so, like, all these guys have all these coaches are friends and they'll scratch each other's back and all that. But I think I could wrap my mind around that easier and better than I can wrap my mind around, you know, not everyone up in there is a ball knower.
No.
Absolutely not. No. And they can't, if you're not a ball knower and you can't make the math work, then what the hell are you doing in there? and you've all got conflicts of interest. They need to tear it down and build it back up. Do I have the solution? No. I'm the guy who says stuff's broken. Somebody else can fix it.
Yes.
And welcome to Sports Talk Radio, my friend. You know what, though? They got to get a team on that. Cal, let's get a team on that. You know what they should do? Michael Jordan, screw it. You just do the whole thing.
Yep.
Or, you know, our friend Mike DeCourcy. We don't need a committee. Mike DeCourcy, you are the grand poobah of all things NCAA tournament. You tell us who's in. You tell us who's out. You get the sport. You get the metrics. Mike DeCourcy could do it.
Get all the former NBA players that played 10-plus years that came right out of high school to do it, because then they don't have affiliation.
I like that.
LeBron could be the chair.
I like that.
Yeah. Kevin Garnett.
LeBron, you didn't go to college?
Right.
You are perfect. And you could get Charles Barkley, too, because you have to think of these rooms. I don't know if any of these athletic directors have the stones to do it, but Barkley would be up in there. He'd be like, Texas? They suck. Bang, you're out.
Texas, oh, they're terrible. They just got good brisket. I went down to Texas one time. I had some brisket. It was good.
He'd be ripping on women from Wisconsin. Imagine the crowd shots. We can't have them.
And cheese heads.